This idea was hatched not just from the necessity that eventually we'd have to replace the gardens, but from a vision of this being the city that it can be, which meant that right away we realized that we just couldn't do one thing, that if we're going to get a nice surface, then it should be a combination of other things that could actually be economic multipliers, that we can renew urban cores, that we can replace aging infrastructure. So when you look at this project as who are the beneficiaries, I strongly believe that we owe this to the younger generation who has really been driving a lot of things in terms of the ideas in the past couple of years. Some impetus, the shift group, those kinds of people where you see that there are people who believe strongly that they can build a career, family, home, and a true lifestyle here in the city. As someone who was trained in planning, when I see the exercise that our professionals are objective, unbiased, professionals produced for us, they didn't have any stake in one side or the other. But they certainly laid out the facts for us to decide. And one of the things that was clear, I think, that came throughout all the hearings and public input, and even before the election, was that people want this project. Most of this council identified themselves as being for it in the last campaign, so that when people call me and they say that they want to say, I believe that after 2 years of input and hearing and listening and being fair to people and responding to their concerns, that this decision has become practical and realistic. And I congratulate Mr. Commisso and the previous council for building up the Renew Fund that will show the other orders of government as we go about trying to find the additional funding that we have the capacity and the determination to do this. We're not starting with zero. We're not asking for 50% from the feds and 50% from the province and 50% from the private sector to do this for us. We're at the table. And we've been saving for it, as we have with many other projects. So I'd like to find out sooner than later what lies ahead for us, what kind of money that we can get for this, and it will present us with one great chance to show that we are one unified Thunder Bay. Thank you, members of council.